Hidden deep in the Washington County Courthouse is a treasure trove of history, the state's largest collection of newspapers. Archive manager and technician Susan Wright is working to preserve that history by meticulously scanning each and every paper, helping to preserve stories of Benedict Arnold's exploits at Campobello during the War of 1812, shipwrecks, and survival during the Great Depression. Wright tells Star 97.7 News how the collection ended up in Machias.
Machias is the county seat, so we had a practice right from the beginning of storing all of the county newspapers that were produced here when they were produced. It started with the Eastport Sentinel in 1818 was our first newspaper, but then it's been added to ever since then. We're still doing it.
So far, Wright has scanned papers from 1818 to 1932 with a goal of one day having them all available on the Internet. Details of how during the Civil War, Canadians who sympathized with the South and the Maritimes tried to rob a bank in Calais, the rescue of Titanic survivors out of Halifax, the story of Sam Hill of Machias, the first American to set foot in Japan. These tales and more are documented in the state's largest collection of newspapers, now stored in the Washington County Courthouse in Machias. Archive manager and technician Susan Wright is working to preserve that priceless treasure for generations to come.
We used to allow people to go up into the newspaper room and look at them, but they were getting damaged over the years. Originally, they microfilmed the newspapers, and that microfilm is up at the University of Maine in Machias, and it is available.
Wright tells Star 97.7 you can purchase CDs at the courthouse in Machias. She's currently in the process of scanning every newspaper, so it will one day be online for all to access. The Washington County Courthouse in Machias houses the state's largest collection of newspapers, dating back to the early 1800s, and preserving stories of the state's lumber and shipbuilding industries, the Depression era, and more. Archive manager Susan Wright said a UMM VISTA coordinator had people going through the papers, but it was taking a long time. So Wright stepped up to preserve the priceless artifacts.
And I said I wanted to do it because I had a love of history. Also, I'm a writer, and I thought, oh, I might find a good story in all of this. So I did it with AmeriCorps for a while, and I used the information I was garnering when I visited clients as kind of reminiscence therapy, which really worked very well. You wouldn't believe how much people love to talk about the past.
In addition to scanning all the papers to one day make them available on the Internet, Susan hopes to put together a book of Depression-era recipes. Could be quite the hit with today's grocery prices. Archivist and writer Susan Wright is passionate about history. She tells Star 97.7 that's how she got involved scanning the state's largest collection of newspapers, whose fragile contents are currently housed in the Washington County Courthouse in Machias. Susan tells Star 97.7 the papers go back to 1818 and contain a history of the state's heroes, villains, and characters.
A lot of people got to the West Coast during the Gold Rush by ship built here. But also, there was a lot of Native Americans involved in the local history. I mean, they helped us early on, of course, we all know that. But then the Passamaquoddies had a band, and they traveled with Buffalo Bill Cody, and they went all the way to England. And that's in the newspapers, too.
Wright says they'd love to see more volunteers and grant funding opportunities to secure a history that goes back more than 200 years.